Good evening and welcome to tonight's band concert. We are the Boone Big Band. The municipal band has taken the night off, but you will see some familiar faces in this group as well. My name is Tammy Kaufman, and my husband and I are leading this group after it was started in 2006 by Connie Younger. Please enjoy the music as much as we enjoy playing for you. Thank you very much. Our first song was Bye Bye Blackbird, which is such a feel-good song, written in 1926. The song retained its popularity through the Great Depression, probably because of its optimism, and has been featured in a number of films. Our next song is also an old jazz standard, written in the 20s and 30s. As Kansas City was a hotbed of jazz back then, and pianist band leader Benny Moten was at the heart of it. The recordings with his Kansas City Orchestra from 1923 to 1935 document the evolution of his style as he moved from ragtime to jazz in the mid-1920s, establishing what came to be known as Kansas City style. Count Basie took over Moten's band after he died suddenly in 1935. Here's the old classic, Moten Swing. Thank you. Our next song is a Latin song written in 2001. La Negra Tiene Tumbao combines elements of salsa music, reggae music, and hip-hop music. The song's title transfers to The Black Woman Has Style or The Black Woman Has Grace. The song was composed in a minor key and incorporates the use of a vocal call and response. Here is La Negra Tiene Tumbao.
Hi, I'm Candy Nelk. I plan adult programs at Erickson Public Library. You've probably seen me up here if you've been to the Boone Municipal Band concerts. I tell you about what the programs are that are coming up for the next week. And if you haven't signed up for summer reading, please do so back at the table. There's still lots of time for summer reading. It goes through July 26th. By signing up for summer reading, you can pick out a free book. And Mindy, back there, she brought the book bike to the pavilion tonight. And we actually have the free books right here. So you could come back, sign up, and pick up a free book. Also, if you haven't registered, please know that just by registering, you can be put into a drawing for a free Adirondack chair from Redeker's, a quad rail explorers ticket, or free tickets to the Arboretum with the Treehouse Village. So just by signing up, you could win one of those prizes. A few of the programs that we have coming up tomorrow, you can come to the library at 4:30 if you need tech help. If you need help with your phone or your laptop, Ian Runstead will be in the first floor fireplace room, and he can help answer your questions. If you are getting to the age where you need to find out about Medicare, like me, open enrollment is coming up soon, and we'll have a gentleman upstairs at noon on Friday, and he can answer your questions about Medicare. On Monday the 30th, you can come and learn how to play the ukulele. So if you have a ukulele, bring it with you at 2 o'clock downstairs, or there will be some available. It's a big, wildly popular program, and it'll be offered again later in July. Speaking of July, on the 1st, if you have signed up for summer reading, you're eligible to get a pool pass. We'll have a pool party, and it's on the 25th of July at 6:15 in the evening, so you can pick up your pool pass starting on July 1st. You can also come to Canada Day. It's a celebration with pancakes and maple syrup and trivia all about Canada at 2 o'clock on Tuesday. And then on also on Tuesday at 1 o'clock, we have bingo. And it's a huge program. Lots of people get there early, and we usually limit to 50 people. So I hope you can join us if you're interested in bingo. We do it for all ages. Thanks so much.
You'll notice that this big band looks a little different from some of the big bands that you have seen probably many years ago, because as a saxophone player and a person in charge, I decided I was getting tired of getting blown away by the trumpets and trombones, so I doubled my saxes this year. So hopefully you can hear us this year. Our next piece, The Way We Were, was written in 1973 as an American romantic drama film directed by Sidney Pollack and starring, of course, Barbra Streisand and Robert Redford. Channeling his inner Barbra Streisand tonight is Brian Willer on trombone.
Thank you.
My favorite part about coming out to Boone and playing in the Ames Municipal Band and now the Boone Big Band is that they always have good treats for a very sizable donation, I think it is, for any kind of donation. Is that correct? The First United Methodist Church is here, and I think they have pie and maybe ice cream and looks like some drinks over there. So you're burning calories while you're sitting here sweating, so make sure you support them and buy some pie tonight. The Bare Necessities is a jazz song written by Terry Gillison from Disney's 1967 animated feature film, The Jungle Book. The song was the song my husband used to walk and sing our girls to when they were babies and got fussies. He had this nice little bounce that went along with it. He would do it in time, but then he would sing The Bare Necessities. So that means a little something different to us. So tonight we have The Bare Necessities. Chattanooga Choo Choo is a 1941 song, and it was originally recorded as a big band swing tune by Glenn Miller and his orchestra and featured in the 1941 movie Sun Valley Serenade. It was the first song to receive a gold record presented by RCA Victor in 1942. The song opens up with the band sounding like a train rolling out of the station, complete with the trumpets and trombones imitating a train whistle, before the instrumental portion comes in playing two parts of the main melody. The main song opens with a dialogue between a passenger and a shoeshine boy. Pardon me, boy. Is that in Chattanooga Choo Choo? Yes. Yes. Track 29. Boy, you can give me a shine. Can you afford to board the Chattanooga Choo Choo? I've got my fare, just a trifle to spare. And if I keep going, I bet all of you will sing it along with us. Best thing about playing in Herman Pavilion is rain or shine, we have the pavilion, so we get to stay and keep playing for you. Usually I try to stick to the 1920s, 30s, 40s, the occasional 50s. Band, if you need to go move your cases, go do that now. But this year, I was gifted a little bit of music, and so we're going to do a song from the 1980s. When I looked at it, I thought it was the 1960s because, you know, bifocals. But they the people that are under 35 corrected me. Morning Train, 9 to 5, is a song by Scottish singer Sheena Easton from her 1981 album, Take My Time. It was released in the United States and Canada under the title Morning Train, instead of 9 to 5, to avoid confusion with Dolly Parton's recent hit, 9 to 5. The song is about a woman who waits at home all day for her man to come home from work. I can't even say anything. That was 1980. Just can't even, yeah. There's the wind. Okay. My baby takes the morning. We don't have that this year. My baby takes the morning train. That's it. A one, two, one, two, three, four.
No, this is not a rain delay. We couldn't let you get away tonight without at least giving you a little reminder about Saturday, July 12th, the Iowa Municipal Band Festival. The 33rd edition of that festival will be held right here in this pavilion. We hope to see a lot of you here. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, lasts till 7 o'clock in the evening. We've got 9 bands coming. We've got small groups in between. We've got food available for purchase. It's free. Come and enjoy. If you can't come all day, come for part of it, as you wish. Once again, the 33rd Annual Iowa Municipal Band Festival. Oh, by the way, I do have something else related to that. We have a bunch of posters for the festival that need to get put up around town. I have them right here. I'm going to set them on this picnic table over here. Please take some with you. Put them up in the businesses you patronize and help us get the word out about the Iowa Municipal Band Festival. Thank you much. And it's rain or shine.
looks like we might need a little patchwork in the future. So we're getting a little wet here. We have a new tune for you we've never done before. And we're going to do it on an instrument that's called the flugelhorn. It resembles a trumpet or cornet, but is a little larger and the tone is fatter and usually regarded as more mellow and dark than the trumpet or cornet. The sound of the flugelhorn has been described as halfway between a trumpet and a French horn, whereas the cornet's sound is a halfway between a trumpet and a flugelhorn. Our trumpet player, Jonah, found this slow Latin tune called Flugel Nights that will feature him on flugelhorn.
Thank you.
How's the pie going, ladies? Good? Are we selling? Do we still have some more left? A little bit left? Okay. Remember, you're losing calories just sitting here in the heat tonight. So make sure you buy some. Yes, he would like the crust. This next song really needs no introduction. And as a sax feature, you all know what it is, but I will tell you about it anyhow. One of the most popular big band era jazz standards recorded by the American bandmaster Glenn Miller. It is? He's from Iowa, Glenn Miller. What's his big song? In the Mood. Somebody said it? Yes, In the Mood. It's based on the composition, which I didn't know, and I've done this for 40 years-ish. It's based on the composition Tar Paper Stump by Wingy Minone, one of the most popular songs of the big band era. Here is the 1939 song, In the Mood, featuring this great big sax section. I think you'll hear us.
Thank you.
It's so much fun to play outside because we don't have to worry about it being too loud. Is it too loud? Good, 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 good. Sometimes when we play inside, even the dancers think it's a little too loud, but it's a 1940s big band with 15 pieces usually, so it's kind of hard for us to play super, super soft. Begin the Beguine is a popular song written by Cole Porter. Porter composed the song during a 1935 Pacific cruise aboard the Cunard liner Franconia. The Beguine is a dance and music form similar to a slow rumba. Thank you to the people that are dancing tonight. It's so much fun. Let's see your rumba with Begin the Beguine. Very much for being here. Had I known we were going to have such an enthusiastic crowd, I would have made them play about 10 more songs. But we do have a couple more for you. This band has practiced once. We practiced on Monday, went through 20-some songs, picked about 15 out that we thought would work for you tonight. And so it's super fun to play. I decided to take no prisoners and gave them some hard stuff. So if you hear a little mistake here and there, it's because we've only played together once and not everybody went home and practiced like they could have. That would be the music teacher in me. Oh, plus I didn't let them take their music. The next piece is a slow song written by Dave Bardoon that I found when I was given this music. It's a really cool song featuring the sax section. It's called Sax Alley Shuffle. I'm calling an audible on them, and I messed up and skipped a couple songs. So, anyhow, the next song was also given to me recently, and it's called Groovin' Hard, and it was written by a jazz saxophonist named Don Menza. He wrote this next chart that we're going to play for you, and it was played by his friend, Buddy Rich Band. Here is Groovin' Hard. Thank you. So our next song is one of my... So my next song is one of my favorites. The melody of Sweet Home Chicago can be found in several blues songs, including Honey Dripper Blues, Red Cross Blues, and Kokomo Blues, which I didn't know, which I think I'm going to try to find and play. Robert Johnson recorded Sweet Home Chicago in 1936 in San Antonio, Texas. He transformed the song into one of the aspirational migration, one into one of those of aspirational migration, replacing Back to Kokomo with To Chicago and substituting that 11 light city with another migration goal, that land of California. But I'm crying, hey baby, I'm not gonna sing it. Hey, don't you wanna go back to the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago. Like Chicago, California was a common destination referenced in many Great Depression era songs, books, and movies. Solos will be myself, Rick, Dale, and Jim. But I have to mention, sorry. Well, we were practicing on Monday, and the drummer says, that's way, way, way too slow. And I said, we're channeling our inner blues brothers. So it's going to be a little slower version than sometimes you've heard, because it really goes kind of fast. But we're gonna take it and think blues brothers. We'll be right back. We have one more for you tonight. You might want to turn your hearing aids down if you have them. We're going up in volume, I'm sure. But we're going back now to the 1960s for our final number. Proud Mary is a song by American rock band Creedence Clearwater Revival, written by vocalist and lead guitarist John Fogerty. John Fogerty said that he wrote it in the 2 days after he was discharged from the National Guard. The line, "Left a good job in the city," was written following Fogerty's discharge. And the line, "Rolling on the river," was from a movie by Will Rogers. Made even more popular by the Queen herself, we can all envision our Tina Turner singing our last song and playing it for you. Thank you very much. This is our last song, and thank you so much for coming tonight. Thank you so much again for coming. We'll resume Ames Municipal Band next week at 7:30. I just said Ames. Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, how about you talk?
Let the professional handle this. We will see you all 4th of July next Friday, 7:30. Thank you, Friday.